Hastings College Baseball is on the air. We begin each game day in the dugout with a pregame chat with Bronco head coach Jim Bovee. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings playing their final games of the 2012 season here today as the Concordia Bulldogs in town to take on Hastings as we spend a couple of minutes with Bronco head coach Jim Bovee and coach Bonkup, obviously in a tough position here today coming out to, for the final games of the season.
You hope you're in a situation where you don't know it's going to be the final games. I think it's a little tougher when you do know. You know, you hope the season ends in a tournament and you're playing to advance and maybe move on to the next round, and all of a sudden it ends. But unfortunately, we're not in that situation. Then we've had to wait two more days because of the rain and the scheduling to play. So, I think our seniors are excited to play one more time, but I think they're still disappointed with how things have ended up for us.
Concordia is a team that comes to town that's already qualified for the postseason tournament. They have a lot to play for today, too.
Well, they could be anywhere fifth through seventh, I think, in the pairings. And depending on how this goes, I don't know if there's a certain advantage. Every coach has their own perception of the matchup. I think if I were them, I wouldn't want to be fifth just because they're probably going to play the best pitcher in the league in the Upsall kid from Dakota Wesleyan if they do that. But, they had their senior day yesterday, so you never know for sure what kind of edge they have. And even if a team plays very relaxed, sometimes they're a more dangerous team depending on that particular team. So we're just hoping to give our seniors a good send-off and can't really worry too much about where Concordia is at. Just try to have a positive experience on the last day out today.
Is that the way we play it today, just to go out and kind of have fun today?
Well, I mean, we're going to play our regular lineup. And, I think the most important thing is try to get a couple wins for the seniors. You know, I told them I played two sports, and I can't tell you what our record was my senior year in either one, but I can tell you what happened the last game and baseball where I was when the last out was made and that type of thing. So, will it take away the sting of the season, going as disappointingly as it did? Probably not, but it'll give them a little satisfaction for a day and at least moving forward somewhat.
It's a conference season that started off pretty well for us. We were at 3-1 after the opening weekend, and then the wheels kind of fell off of the cart after that.
Oh, they sure did. I mean, it's been a strange year in that regard in terms of both the first weekend of the season and the first weekend of the conference season. We were thinking, we might be pretty good. And, because the first weekend of the year we went down at 2-2, but, Oklahoma City, who's number two in the country right now, only beat us 2-1. And then, of course, we went 3-1 to open the league. And, as a coach, you beat yourself up wondering what happened and where it all went wrong. But I think if you go back to the 1-0 loss to Midland really, really changed the mood of our season. And as a coach, you feel like, well, you should have been mentally tougher than that. That one game like that shouldn't have done that. But as you look back, we had some chances to try to turn things around after that. But that really is the one that sticks out against a team that, they're just a game or two ahead of us in the standings, a game that we feel we should have won and just didn't.
It's kind of disappointing, too, because this is a team virtually, qualifying for the national tournament of the season going. Now we're on the outside kind of looking in this year.
Well, you're right. Again, as a coach, you hate to talk too much about the year before. On the other hand, that sets the context for the year that you're in. And if we had been, you look ahead a year, if at this time next year we're in fifth place, we're going to say it's a great year based on what happened this year. With as many guys returning, like you said, we expected much more. And to be honest, a good friend of mine who's seen us play a lot of times, we were all concerned about losing Hobbs. And he said, if you had told me that Hermanison was going to be as good as he's been, I'd have told you he'd win 30 games. So it's really not at that spot, even though that was the major concern. We've had a lot of guys who've played a lot for us that did not have as good of years. We didn't do things as timely. We didn't do positive things as timely as we could have. We did negative things in a poor fashion time-wise. And we caught some magic in a bottle last year, and maybe we were a little naive and not admitting that. And so it's just, I could spend till the post-game show telling you the different things that probably have contributed to it. But, we're all disappointed that it's happened.
And it's really been all three phases of the game, I think, one time or another that has really been your downfall, isn't it?
It sure has. You look at our stats, defensively, we've really had a pretty miserable year, just to be honest. You know, we've made a ton of errors. We've more than doubled our opponents in errors, and you're just not going to win doing that. You know, offensively, it's hard to compare more than just last year because of the change in the bat standards, but we've not had a good year offensively. We've really struggled against left-handed pitching. And then, you know, even though our pitching has been, you know, a little better than what our defense and hitting has been, it hasn't always been what we expected. And so you're right, a combination of factors. And you know, we probably didn't get these guys in the right frame of mind to battle through some of the tough times that we got. So, you know, playing, coaching, yeah, you know, about the only thing that's gone right for us is we've stayed on our field, you know. And that was the issue we dealt with last year and that we persevered through, and we haven't had to deal with that. So, you know, there's really not one thing you can point your finger at. It's a combination of things.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Bronco pregame show today here on 1230 KHS.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Back with Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovey, the Broncos and the Concordia Bulldogs here this afternoon at Duncan Field. And like you mentioned, Coach, are you going to go with your original starting lineup here today and hope for the best, huh?
Yeah, you know, and it's Kirby. It's going to be his last start, which will be tough for all of us. And we'll go with pretty much our regular lineup outside of that and see what happens. If the games dictate, you know, we have a few seniors dressed today that haven't played very much, and we'll try to get them in. But, you know, if I was a senior, the best parting gift I could get was to get a win on senior day. So we'll play it that way. In fact, maybe when you're not in a tournament, there's more reason to play it that way than when you are. But that's the plan right now, and hopefully we can keep it close and have some good things happen to us at the end of games.
With the weather on Friday and the unknown maybe about rescheduling this thing, it was pretty important, I guess, to get this final series in.
Well, as senior day, you want to get in. And it's the right thing to do, you know, play out the string. It affects Concordia seeding. I don't know if we got tomorrow would be a big deal because they would be in finals. But it's the right thing to do to try to get it in. And I think the seniors really want to play. Just one last time together, if nothing else. So I told somebody that the only thing worse than playing meaningless games the last week of the season is having to reschedule meaningless games the last week of the season. But that's the situation we're in, and we tried to get it in Friday, but the weather, you know, it was too much rain for us to get it in. And the schedule, they were playing yesterday, so this is what we're set with.
What about Concordia?
You know, Concordia is an interesting bunch. I think they've surprised some people. I really think they probably do as good a job in the off season as just about any team we have. You know, we recruit a lot of the same kids. We play them in the fall. We don't really play the other teams in our league in the fall. And in terms of their development physically and strength and things like that, I think they probably do as good a job as anybody in the off season. They got some talented players. You know, the Goodrich guy has put up some great numbers. They got some live arms on their pitching staff. I wouldn't be surprised if they throw a bunch of them at us today. I mean, they're going to be, I don't know if they're at Doan's level, but, I mean, you know, your next five or six teams in the league, they're right there in the middle of them.
Obviously, one of the keys is keeping the Goodrich off of the base pads. He had 7 base hits yesterday.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that, but, I mean, he steals, too, when he gets on. So, yeah, he's one of the better offensive weapons in our league, that's for sure.
Kirby goes in game one. What's the plans for game two?
Well, yeah, we go with Kirby. You know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we changed the rotation, and, you know, of course, that didn't really work out that well either. I mean, just the way, you know, a lot of things have not worked out well for us. We'll go with Kirby game one. You know, the extra couple days probably did put Land back in a spot where he could close, even though he threw 7 innings on Thursday. And we'll probably go with LeMaster and Ives. Each throw kind of split that game, the second game, and If we're in a close situation, get Land in there, and if not, give some of our younger guys, you know, in the middle, like Williamson and some of those guys a chance.
Okay, good luck to you.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovey, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's Hastings in Concordia today on 1230 KHS.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on 1230 KHAS Radio.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Duncan Field today. Bronco baseball in the air on 1230 KHAS. The Concordia Bulldogs in town today to take on Hastings in a couple of seven-inning ball games as the Broncos wrap up their 2012 season here this afternoon. Going to be a chilly start to the day today, 52 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in Hastings. Winds will be blowing out of the east at about 11 miles per hour as Hastings gets ready to go against the Bulldogs here this afternoon. The Broncos coming in with a record of 12 wins and 34 losses on the season. They are 5-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, coming off of a doubleheader loss to Doan on Thursday. The Concordia Bulldogs come in with a mark of 24-25 in the season. They are 9-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia splitting two games with Nebraska Wesleyan yesterday in their senior day in Seward yesterday afternoon. So it's Hastings and Concordia here this afternoon. Your starting lineups today brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire, with 15 locations now in central Nebraska, including Hastings, Juniata, Trumbull, Kennesaw, and Giltner. Hastings will go with Daniel Nealon at second base. He'll be the leadoff hitter here this afternoon. Nealon hitting in the clip of .216. Gabe Salas will be your shortstop. He will bat second with a batting average of .181. Mike Tomlin is the center fielder this afternoon. He will bat third with an average of .271. John Rivera will be the first baseman. He'll bat fourth. His average is at .305 as we start the ball games this afternoon. Jake Steets will be your third baseman. He'll bat fifth with an average of .297. Connor Thomas will be your designated hitter. He will bat sixth with a batting average of .232. Mack Land will be your right fielder. He'll bat seventh with an average of .212. Decker Brown will be out in left field today. His batting average at .231. He'll bat in the number 8 hole this afternoon. Brent Hermanison will be the catcher. He'll bat ninth with an average of .237. And the pitcher here in game number 1 for Hastings today will be Kirby Wells. Wells has a record of 3 wins and 5 losses on the season. His ERA is sitting at 3.29. So Hastings will go with Nealon, Salas, and Tomlin, Rivera, Steets, and Thomas, Land, Brown, and Hermanison, with Kirby Wells on the mound this afternoon. The Broncos' team batting average is now at .237 on the season. Concordia will go with one of the better offensive weapons in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as their leadoff hitter this afternoon. That's Zach Goodrich. Goodrich is the center fielder. His batting average is at .389 on the year. Andrew Yarrell will bat second. He'll be your third baseman. Batting average at .294. Kyle Ivanoff will be your shortstop. He'll bat third today with a batting average of .321. Anthony Flores will be your second baseman. He'll bat in the number 4 position this afternoon with an average of .293. Brandon Flug will be your first baseman. He'll bat fifth with an average of .285. Ray Finley will be your catcher. He'll bat sixth with a batting average of .306. Nolan Schaefer will be your designated hitter. He'll bat seventh with an average of .250. Martin Rodriguez will be your left fielder. He'll bat eighth with an average of .338. Daniel Wilkerson will be the right fielder. He'll bat ninth with a batting average of .273. And Steven Ivanoff will be your pitcher this afternoon. A record of 7 wins and 3 losses on the season. His ERA is sitting at 3.40. So the Concordia Bulldogs will go with Goodrich, Yarrell, and Ivanoff, Flores, Flug, and Finley, Schaefer, Rodriguez, Wilkerson in the batting order this afternoon with Steven Ivanoff on the mound this afternoon for the Concordia Bulldogs. Starting lineups are brought to you by CPI. Mr. Tire, now with 15 locations in central Nebraska, including Hastings, Minden, Red Cloud, Sutton, and Lawrence. Cooperative Producers Incorporated and Mr. Tire proudly supporting Hastings College Baseball. So it's the Broncos and the Bulldogs here this afternoon. We've got the play-by-play coming up next. We'll be back in 1 minute.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Duncan Field as we get set for Bronco baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. If you're looking for the Nebraska baseball game today, we've got coverage on ESPN 1550 KICS. The problem is the weather in Lincoln. The rain is holding up the Nebraska-Cal State Bakersfield ball game this afternoon. In fact, they cannot have any inning start after 3:30 because of travel plans. So that game is going to be iffy at best in Lincoln this afternoon as Cal State Bakersfield takes on the Nebraska baseball team. The two teams splitting their ball games yesterday in a doubleheader after rain caused some problems on Friday night. Nebraska won the first game yesterday 3-2 in 11 innings. Cal State Bakersfield came back to win the second half of the doubleheader last night by a score of 10-2. So the Huskers sitting at 28-16 on the season right now, waiting out a rain delay at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. Kirby Wells on the mound this afternoon for Hastings College, one of the seven seniors playing their final game of their careers here at Hastings College here this afternoon. Good that Kirby gets one last start for the Broncos, and he'll go in game number one. And the first pitch to Goodrich is going to be hit out to a right field coming on, and making the catch out there is going to be the right field for Hastings, Mac Lamb. So one pitch, and Zach Goodrich flies out to the right fielder to begin the ball game. That's good because Goodrich is one of the better players, like we mentioned. His batting average at .389 in the season. He's got an act of getting on the base pads. In fact, he had seven base hits yesterday in their doubleheader split with Nebraska Wesleyan. Andrew Yarrell comes to the plate next for Concordia. Yarrell is the third baseman. His batting average is sitting at .294 on the year. Here's a bunt laid down. It's going to be bunted foul on the first base side. So Wells, he's been the workhorse on this pitching staff for Hastings this year. He's thrown 63 innings. His overall record is sitting at 3 wins and 5 losses on the season. Wells has given up 67 hits and 36 runs. 23 of those have been earned. 6 baseline balls, 39 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 3.29. Teams are batting .276 against him. Wells tied with Mac Land and also Addison Ives for the most wins as a pitcher this year with 3. There's a swing and a miss, and Andrew Yarrell on the 3 straight pitches. He goes down in the first strikeout of the ball game for Kirby Wells. Kyle Ivanoff is coming up there next. He's the shortstop. His batting average at .321 in the season. One thing about it is, for the most part, Kirby doesn't give up a whole lot of hits, and he's pretty good on strikeouts, too. He's thrown 63 innings, 39 strikeouts so far this year. He keeps his ball club in the ball game most of the way. As the next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. So a fly out to begin the ball game is Zach Goodrich, and then Andrew Yarrell, he strikes out. And we got 2 outs here in the top half of the first inning as Ivanoff is looking at kind of nothing and one. The next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. It's nothing and two. Concordia very good as far as their offense is concerned. .298 is their team batting average. They get on the base pads. They've swiped 69 out of 92 bases so far this year. As the next pitch from Kirby Wells is going to be high and away. And the count goes to 1-2. Hastings in their white uniforms this afternoon, their white bottoms and their crimson tops, trimmed and lettered with the blue across the middle of the uniform, scrolling the Hastings across the front and their blue numerals. And Courtney is going to be in their gray uniforms with their blue trim here this afternoon. One ball and two strikes now to Kyle Ivanoff as he fouls away that last pitch back to the screen. Here comes the next pitch, a swing and a miss, and an easy inning there by Kirby Wells as he strikes out Ivanoff. He strikes out Earle, and on one pitch he gets Zach Goodrich to fly out to right field. So a good start for Hastings here in game number one this afternoon. Concordia goes down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the Hastings half of the first inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Concordia nothing.
It's time for CPI Mr. Tire's Tire Sale. The Mastercraft Strategy is long wearing, quiet riding, and on sale starting at $85 each. The Cooper CS4 Touring has all-weather dependability and starting at only $90 each. The Cooper Discoverer AT3 gives you stability for your light truck starting at $125 each. CPI Mr. Tire includes free mounting, balancing, rotation, and road hazard warranty, and they're close to you all across central Nebraska. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, you're listening to Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Just got word from Haymarket Park in Lincoln, the Nebraska Cal State Bakersfield ball game scheduled for today has been called off due to rain. So a rain out between the Huskers and the Roadrunners of Cal State Bakersfield today at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. The game will not be made up. So the two teams splitting a doubleheader yesterday, and that's all they're going to get in. They're on their way back to California this afternoon, and the Huskers will get ready for more Big Ten action coming up next week. We got no score here between Hastings and Concordia as we move to the bottom half of the first inning of play. Steven Ivanoff will be your pitcher for Concordia today. He's got a record of 7 wins and 3 losses on the season, so despite getting ready for the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament next week, they're going to throw out their ace here today. And Steven Ivanoff, 7-3 on the season, ERA at 3.40. So far this year, he has thrown 57 2/3 innings, giving up 70 base hits, 43 runs, 28 of those have been earned, just 9 walks and 20 strikeouts so far this season. Teams are batting .297 against him. So Ivanoff will be your pitcher this afternoon for Concordia with Ray Finley behind the dish. The ball club that comes in with a mark of 24 wins and 25 losses on the season, 9-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Daniel Needlin will get things started for Hastings here in the bottom half of the first inning, and the pitch is going to be a fastball that's going to sail out wide for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Needlin with a batting average of .216 on the season so far. Hastings is a team at .237. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that misses outside, 2-0. First time in a while, Hastings is now qualifying for the GPAC postseason tournament. It gets underway next week. Top 8 teams out of the regular season standings will receive the berth into the postseason tournament. As the next pitch is right down the pipe in there for a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike to Daniel Nealon. Gabe Salas is the hitter on deck. Here's the ball hit right back up through the middle. It's grabbed there in the hole at second base. The throw over to first is not going to be in time. That one sneaks through there by the pitcher, Steven Ivanoff. The second baseman, Anthony Flores, grabs it on the outfield grass right behind second base. And then his throw over the first was not in time. That was a tough play there by Anthony Flores, just knocking the ball down to keep it at least in the infield. But no chance over at first base as Daniel Needlin gets aboard here to lead things off for Hastings College on Senior Day. The final games of the season for Hastings College here today. Gabe Salas is up there next. Nealon is on with a base hit there at first base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be a curveball and it's in there for a strike on Salas. No balls and one strike to Gabe Salas. Batting average of .181 so far this season. For Salas, the junior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Ivanoff working from the stretch. He throws over the first base. That's not in time. Daniel Nealon dives back in there. Hastings stealing bases this year. Not really much of a threat. 13 out of 19 in stealing bases for the Broncos. That compares to 69 out of 92 for Concordia. Next pitch is a curve ball that misses inside. And the count now is sitting at one ball and one strike to Gabe Salas for Hastings College. Salas so far this year has 21 base hits and 116 trips to the plate. Good lead over there by Nealon at first base. He'll stay put as the next pitch is going to be in there for a strike right at the knees on the inside corner. That's now one ball and two strikes. Nealon stealing bases so far this year for Hastings, two out of two. We'll see if Jim Bovee plays a little loose here today with nothing really to lose in this final game of the regular season and the final series of the regular season. Next pitch is going to be lifted foul, first base side, and the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Hastings, a team that won the regular season championship a year ago in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, qualified for the national tournament, went down to Texas, actually won a game down there at the national tournament before being ousted after a couple of losses. And this year, things have just not bounced the Broncos' way this season. There's the ball hit to the shortstop. Ivanov charging, and he's going to have problems with it at shortstop, and everybody's going to be safe. Gabe Salas just gets a little piece of that one. It was a slow bouncer out toward the shortstop, as Kyle Ivanov charges in on the infield grass to try to grab that one and can't do it, and everybody is safe again. That's going to be a base hit by Gabe Salas. So now Daniel Nealon moves down to second base in the play. Gabe Salas is aboard with a little infield single here. Hastings with runners on at first and second base, and there's nobody out as Mike Tomlin comes to the plate next. Tomlin, the lefty up there, as he will swing the bat here with a batting average of .271. Hastings has got something going here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between the Broncos and the Bulldogs, as the next pitch is going to be in there right at the knees. It's called strike there on Nealon, on Tomlin. No balls and one strike to Mike Tomlin. He's playing out in center field for Hastings defensively here this afternoon. Steven Ivanov will look in for the sign from his catcher. He's got it. Here comes the pitch. That ball is going to be hammered to right field. Wilkerson goes back. It's going to be over his head. It's going to roll to the wall. One run is going to score. The second run is running the bag at third. He's going to be stay put there. Look out. We got some base problems now as Hastings will send in that additional runner, and he gets to the base pads. Mike Tomlin, he rounded the bag at second. He was on his way to third. Jim Bovee had Gabe Salas at third base. And finally, Salas had to come to the plate because Tomlin was on his way to third base, and he got in there with a head-first slide at the plate. So Hastings plates a couple of runs here. Maybe a base-running boo-boo out there, but Hastings gets a Gabe Salas to the plate with no problem. So a two-run triple here for Mike Tomlin. In the bottom half of the first inning of play, has got the Broncos on the board by the score of 2-0. So 2-0, Hastings, a big hit there by Mike Tomlin way over the head of the right fielder Daniel Wilkerson as he had to chase it down there at the wall. And Hastings plates a couple of runs as Nealon and Salas both come home. This is John Rivera to the plate next. He hits it to the left side. That's going to be in there through a base hit. Out there in the left field, another run is going to score as Tomlin comes in, and Hastings has led off this bottom half of their first inning of play with four consecutive hits. And it's now a 3-0 ball game. Hastings out on top. Jake Steets comes to the plate next. So a two-run triple there by Mike Tomlin. An RBI single by John Rivera. And the Broncos have hammered out four base hits here to begin the ball game. And Jake Steets comes to the plate next. Still nobody out here in the bottom half of the first. Nealon with a single. Salas with a single. Tomlin with that triple. John Rivera with a single. Now Jake Steets, the number five guy in the batting order, comes to the plate next with John Rivera on the board at first base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Jake Steets. His batting average at .297 so far this season. Steets has got 30 base hits and 101 trips to the plate. John Rivera takes his lead down there at first. There's the ball hit toward right field again. Wilkerson over toward the line, giving chase, and he can't get there. So no balls and two strikes. DPAC tournament gets underway next week. Concordia is already qualified, one of the top eight teams in the conference. In fact, right now, Doan, Morningside, Nebraska Wesleyan, Northwestern, Dakota Wesleyan, Mount Marty, Concordia, and Briar Cliff are the eight teams that will make up the conference tournament next week. Midland, Hastings, and Dort on the outside looking in. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now one ball and two strikes here to Jake Steets. There's the full windup, and the pitch is going to be tapped down the third base line in foul territory. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. Again, kind of a cool start to the day today. 52 degrees at game time. Winds blowing out of the east at about 11 miles per hour, they say, but not much wind up there as we take a look at Old Glory out there in center field. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That one's going to be fouled back to the screen. Count remains at one ball and two strikes here to Jake Steets. Steets has got 12 RBIs so far this year. He's got one home run. The Broncos have hit four home runs this year, and Steets has got one of them. One ball and two strikes here to Jake Steets, the third baseman for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, back over the screen, and the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Steven Ivanoff is on the mound this afternoon for Concordia. Ray Finley behind the plate. Brandon Flug over there at first base. Anthony Flores at second. Kyle Ivanoff is at shortstop, and Andrew Yarrell is over there at third base. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That ball is hit to the left side. It's knocked down there by Yarrell, but the ball is loose in the infield, and everybody's going to be safe again. Yarrell at third base knocks the ball down there. It goes ricocheting off of his glove. It's out there in the skinny portion of the infield, or the skin portion of the infield, running loose, and everybody is safe again. Another base hit for Hastings. Jake Steets gets an infield single. And now we're going to have a quick chat here from the pitching coach for Concordia. So the first five guys have reached base safely for Hastings here in the bottom half of the first inning. The Broncos have plated three runs. And Connor Thomas comes up there next for Hastings. Thomas is the designated hitter here in this ball game. Concordia is playing a couple of ball games yesterday with Nebraska Wesleyan in their senior day in Seward. Concordia beat the Prairie Wolves 6-5 in eight innings in game number one, and they lost to Nebraska Wesleyan 5-2 in the second ball game. They can improve their seeding a little bit with a couple of wins over Hastings College. They can move up to number five, or they can be as low as number seven in the conference tournament this week. That's what they're playing for here today, but mentally I wonder how Concordia is going to approach the ball game here this afternoon, already qualifying for the postseason tournament. It really doesn't mean too much to Concordia or Hastings College here this afternoon, with the Broncos playing with a little steam here to begin this ball game. Five base hits to begin the ball game. Connor Thomas up there now. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one is the count here. Concordia playing with the infield in. Thomas squares around the bunt. Here's it laid down on the third base side. It's going to be foul territory. Well, the first baseman, Brandon Flug, was just a couple of feet away from the plate there as he was coming hard at first base. Connor Thomas squared around the bunt early in the pitching motion there for Steven Ivanoff. But the bunt is fouled down the third base side. Hastings with base runners on at first and second base. Jake Steets is down there at first. John Rivera is on at second. Hastings with three runners in here in this bottom half of the first inning. Up on Concordia by the score of 3-0. Thomas waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. And here comes the pitch. It's going to be in there for a cold third strike on the outside corner. Thomas is caught looking there. Strikeout number one in the ball game for Steven Ivanoff. That's going to bring up Mac Land to the plate next. He's the right fielder. Land having a subpar season. His batting average is sitting at .212. They're playing out in right field for the Broncos here defensively. Up to the plate for the first time here this afternoon. Land, the number seven hitter. He pops this one up. It's going to be out in the outfield. Moving over there is going to be Wilkerson, the right fielder. He makes the catch, and the runners will stay put as the throw comes in there from Wilkerson. So now there's two men out here. As Mac Land, one pitch, flies out to the right fielder. Daniel Wilkerson, that's going to bring up Decker Brown next. Brown is the left fielder, his batting average at .231 in the season. Brown has got 24 base hits and 104 trips to the plate. So first five guys reaching base safely here for Hastings College here in this bottom half of the first inning. And now Connor Thomas strikes out. Mac Lamb flies out to right. Now Decker Brown is up there for Hastings, stands in the right-hand batter's box. A curveball is going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Decker Brown. Brent Hermanison, the catcher, is due up next year for the Broncos. Jake Steets down there at first base with John Rivera at second. Concordia playing with the infield behind the runners here, not worrying about those runners. And there's a base hit down the line in right field. That's going to be a base hit just fair down there. One run is going to score. Here comes the second one to the plate. Digging for the plate. Here's going to be Jake Steets. He is in there. There's a throw down to third base. And now they have got Decker Brown hemmed up between second and third base, trying to run him down. And they got him down there. So the two runs are going to score here for Hastings as John Rivera comes around to score easily. Jake Steets has also waved to the plate. But then trying to stretch that double to a triple there. They get Decker Brown between second and third base, and he is retired in the play as a throw comes in. So they nail Decker Brown with a run down between second and third base, but those two runs score. And Hastings College plays five runs here in the bottom half of the first inning. So we have played one inning this afternoon in college baseball action. Ed Duncan, the score is Hastings College 5, Concordia nothing.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Online, anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College playing five runs on six base hits in the first inning of play. We go to the top of the second with the Broncos out on top by a score of 5-0 over the Concordia Bulldogs. And I like my chances with Kirby Wells out there now with a five-run lead heading into the second inning. Concordia went down in order to start off the ball game this afternoon with Goodrich, Yarrell, and Ivanoff. Now we're going to see hitters 4, 5, and 6 coming up there to face Kirby. It's going to be Anthony Flores, Brandon Flug, and Ray Finley. Flores comes up there now with a batting average of .293. He fouls away this pitch. So Anthony Flores, the second baseman, batting average of .293 on the season up there for Concordia. Let's start things off here in inning number 2. Flores has got 44 base hits and 150 trips to the plate here. As the next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2 now to Anthony Flores. No home runs and 16 RBIs so far this season for Flores. He bats on the right-hand side here. There's the ball that's going to be popped up right side. It's going to head out there to land in right field over toward the line, and he grabs the ball there. Anthony Flores flies out to the right fielder for Hastings, Mack Land. Brandon Flug comes up there next. He is the first baseman. His batting average at .285 on the season. If you're looking for the Nebraska baseball game here this afternoon, it's been rained out in Lincoln between the Huskers and the Roadrunners of Cal State Bakersfield. That game will not be made up. So the Huskers splitting the doubleheader yesterday at Haymarket Park. Today's game rained out in Lincoln. Huskers get ready for more Big Ten conference action next week. Cal State Bakersfield heads back to the West Coast this afternoon. There's the ball hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit. So the first base hit of the ball game there for the Concordia Bulldogs off of the bat of Brandon Flug as he singles to left field. Picked up out there by Decker Brown, the left fielder for Hastings, and returned to the infield. Now Ray Finley, the catcher, comes up there next. So Kirby Wells retires the first four guys that he faces in the ball game today. Then Brandon Flug comes up there and hammers a one-out single to left field. Flug is now aboard on the pace pads at first base. Ray Finley, the catcher, comes up there next. Finley with a batting average of .306 in the season. And he hits that ball right to the second baseman. Flips it over to the shortstop covering the bag. And back over to first base. That's in time. Great play there by Daniel Nealon at second. Nearly took out the base umpire down there as he had to hit the deck. Flips the ball to Salas at shortstop, who was covering the bag at second, over to John Rivera. And Hastings completes the double play to get out of the inning. So a great play there by the second baseman, Daniel Nealon, to get the double play started there, a 4-6-3 double play, and the inning is over for the Concordia Bulldogs as Finley hits into a double play to end the inning. No runs, a base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Hastings 5, Concordia nothing.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Brent Hermanison, the only guy in the batting order that did not have a chance at bat at the first inning, will lead things off here in the second inning. Hastings sent eight guys to the plate in inning number one, and they scored five runs on six base hits. So Brent Hermanison in the top of the order again, and Daniel Nealon, and to Gabe Salas. Here comes the pitch inside, and it hits him. So Steven Ivanoff, the pitcher for Concordia, is off to kind of a rugged start here today. This is a guy that's got seven wins for the Bulldogs this year. Ben Hermanison hit by a pitch here to begin the second inning of play. Hastings with a base runner on, and now he's going to be run for down there. That's going to be a Christian Schneider coming out to run for him. Schneider, the sophomore out of Highlands Ranch, Colorado, will run for the catcher down there. Brent Hermanison at first base. Daniel Nealon is up there for the second time today. Nealon went off the Hastings half of the first inning with a base hit. He takes a strike here, nothing and one. Nealon starts the day with a batting average of .216. Already sits safely here in this contest. Ivanoff will look toward first base as he'll work from the stretch here. Can offer one up to the plate. A breaking pitch is going to be in there for another strike. No balls and two strikes now to Daniel Nealon. Nealon leads the team in runs scored on this team. He's got 25 now. He's got five RBIs, no home runs. Here's the next pitch to him, a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes here to Daniel Nealon. Gabe Salas would be next, and then Mike Tomlin. If Hastings can get things going here. Playing five runs in the first inning. We're in the second right now. The Broncos out on top by a score of 5-0. There's a high breaking pitch there. Two balls and two strikes now to Daniel Nealon. Nealon leads the team in walks. He's got 24 walks. He's got 21 strikeouts this year. There's 111 trips to the plate for the Broncos this season. The count is at two balls and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit to left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Rounding the bag at the second base on his way to third is going to be Schneider. He's going to hold up right there as the stop sign comes up. And Hastings has got runners on at second and third base as they continue to pound the ball here in the first half of the doubleheader against Concordia. Daniel Nealon gets a double here. Schneider moves over to third base on the play for Hastings. The Broncos have runners on at second and third base. Nobody out here in the second inning. And Gabe Salas comes to the plate next. Salas had a single, his first time up there, improving on his batting average of .181 this season. He stumps up there for the second time. Salas with some potential on the base pads here with runners sitting at second and third bases. The next pitch is going to be a curveball. It's going to be down low for a ball. And now Concordia's got some guys already warming up in the bullpen here. Steven Ivanoff is running to some serious trouble here in this first couple of innings of this ballgame. Hastings has already hammered out seven base hits in the first one-plus inning here. And six of them in the first inning. A hit batter and a double by Daniel Nealon so far here in the second inning of play. And Gabe Salas, looking for his second base hit, will dig back into the right-hand batter's box here as the catcher Finley had that little conversation with Ivanoff. There's a strike there delivered up right on the outside corner. One ball and one strike now to Gabe Salas for Hastings, junior from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Salas playing at shortstop here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be hit toward right field, and that's going to curve over into foul territory. Giving chase was Daniel Wilkerson, the right fielder. So Salas digs back in on the right-hand side here. He's got 8 RBIs so far this year. Snyder takes his lead down there at the third base, and here comes the pitch. It's going to be outside, leading out there with Salas, but the bat does not go around. 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Gabe Salas with Mike Tomlin in the on-deck circle here for the Broncos. The line in the pitch here by Stephen Ivanoff. That one's a curve ball that misses. And the count is now 4-3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 the count here to Gabe Salas in inning number 2 for Hastings. Ivanoff working from his full windup with runners on at second and third. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on balls, and Hastings now has the bases loaded here. Gabe Salas trots down to first base. Daniel Nealon is on at second base. Christian Snyder is on at third base, running for the catcher, Brent Hermanison. And now Mike Tomlin comes up there next. Tomlin has already got a 2-run triple here in this ballgame. Now he's got a chance to drive home some more runs here as he comes to the plate with the bases loaded and nobody out in inning number 2. And here's the pitch to him, a fastball that's going to be inside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes here to Mike Tomlin. Wilkerson, the right fielder, playing fairly deep out to this time. Tomlin knocked one over his head his first time up there. Here's the next pitch here right to the second baseman. Concordia playing with the infield in. The throw to the plate is not going to be in time. The catcher drops the ball. Finley drops the ball, and sliding in there safely for Hastings was Christian Snyder. And Hastings plates another run here in the ballgame. So Mike Tomlin gets aboard here safely. Snyder comes in to score for Hastings to make it a 6-0 ball game here. Still nobody out in the inning. That's going to bring up John Rivera next. So John Rivera comes to the plate next for Hastings College with the bases loaded. And there's a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Jake Steets would be next, and then Connor Thomas. Hastings batting here in the second inning of play, now with a 6-0 lead over Concordia. Rivera waiting on the pitch, and it's going to be hit right back to the pitcher. He comes to the plate for 1, down to first base. That's not going to be in time. So they catch the lead run here as Daniel Nealon is thrown out of the play. John Rivera gets aboard here. That's going to bring up Jake Steets next. So that one hit right back to the pitcher, Stephen Ivanoff. He comes to the plate to record the out there. And the throw down to the first baseman, Flug, was not in time to double him up. So Jake Steets up there now, still with the bases loaded here for Hastings College. There's a slow tapper down a third base side. That's going to be in foul territory. Gabe Salas is over there at third base now for Hastings. Mike Tomlin is on at second base. John Rivera is down there at first base. 1 man out for Hastings here in the inning. Jake Steets takes a look at that pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Connor Thomas and then Mack Land. Hastings trying to do some more damage here in the second inning. They've already plated a run here. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be fouled on the first base side, out of play. And the count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes to Jake Steets. He had a single his first time up there. He came around to score one of the 5 runs that Hastings scored in the opening inning this afternoon. Ivanoff working from the full windup. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be inside. He jams him inside about letter high there. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Jake Steets. He started the day with a batting average of .297 on the season. Steets has struck out 20 times so far this year. He's walked just 10 times. And there's a ball hit right to the shortstop. He goes over to second for 1 over the first base, and Concordia turns the double play to get out of the inning. So Hastings plates 1 run. They could have had a whole lot more there a double play turn to end the inning here in the second, but Hastings scores one run on one base hit. No errors on Concordia. And one man left on the base pads. We head to the third inning of play with a score. Hastings 6, Concordia nothing.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
So rain causing problems in Lincoln. The baseball game between the Huskers and Cal State Bakersfield was rained out this afternoon. Huskers are also trying to play softball today. And we understand they're pulling the tarp off of the field now at Boland Stadium. So the Huskers are going to be trying to play some softball here in a little bit. Hastings College softball team, they're in action today as well as the Broncos are playing this afternoon. They're playing at Briarcliff today. As the first pitch is going to be fouled away here to Nolan Schaefer. Hastings playing at Briarcliff today in softball. Broncos picking up two wins over Mount Marty yesterday, 14-0 in five innings and 3-2. There's a tapper to the Salas at shortstop. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. Nolan Schaefer is retired in the play from short to first, and that's going to bring up Martin Rodriguez next, the left fielder. Hastings College softball team currently tied with Nebraska Wesleyan for eighth place in the final spot in the GPAC postseason tournament. Hastings has got two games left today against Briarcliff. Nebraska Wesleyan will host Mount Marty tomorrow in the softball before the official pairings come out. We'll see if Hastings College can win their way into the GPAC tournament next week. Broncos will be hosting that tournament out at the Smith Softball Complex. Rodriguez squares around the bunt and pulls it back, takes a pitch outside the strike zone. One ball and no strikes here to Martin Rodriguez. There's a bunt laid down. Third base sign foul territory. So one ball and one strike. In baseball yesterday, Concordia splitting two games with Nebraska Wesleyan, winning 6-5 and losing 5-2. Midland and Doan splitting two games. Midland winning the first game 9-8. Doan hammering the Warriors in the second ball game 10-5. Morningside and Briarcliff also splitting two. The Mustangs beat Briarcliff 3-1 in the opener. The Chargers winning the nightcap by a score of 6-2, as well as those a strike in here. One ball and two strikes. Elsewhere in the GPAC yesterday, Dakota Wesleyan and Mount Marty splitting two. Dakota Wesleyan winning the first game 12-3. Mount Marty taking the nightcap by a score of 14-0. As the next pitch is going to be fouled away in the count at one ball and two strikes. The GPAC baseball tournament will be held next week in Lincoln, Sherman Park, and also Haymarket Park in Lincoln. There's a swing and a miss and another strikeout as Rodriguez goes down. Strikeout number three in the ball game by Kirby Wells. That brings up Daniel Wilkerson next, the right fielder. And the Hastings College organization will host the GPAC softball tournament next week in Hastings. As the spring sports winding down here, Wilkerson comes to the plate. There's a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike to Daniel Wilkerson, who comes in with a batting average of .273 on the season. Kirby Wells, your pitcher, looking good so far for Hastings with a couple, three strikeouts so far in the ball game. There's a swing and a miss. Nothing and two. Concordia went down in order in the first inning. Had a single in the second, but Hastings turns a double play to get out of the inning. Now the first two guys that Wells has faced here in the third have grounded out and have struck out as the next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. One ball and two strikes here to Daniel Wilkerson. Kirby Wells Working from the full windup, he's got a sign from Hermanison. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up mile high. Left side, calling for it. Salas, the shortstop, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Daniel Wilkerson will fly out to the shortstop, Salas, near the bag at third, and another easy inning there for the Broncos and Kirby Wells. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings 6, Concordia nothing.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, they pulled a tarp off of Boland Stadium in Lincoln, and they decided to cancel that game as well. So both the Nebraska baseball team and the Nebraska softball team getting rained out in action this afternoon in the capital city. Hastings College with the lead here over the Concordia Bulldogs in college baseball action at Duncan Field. A couple of games that were originally set for Friday, but were postponed due to the rainy conditions. Senior day today for the Hastings College baseball team as they play their final ball games of the season. Hastings unable to qualify for the GPAC postseason tournament. So their season will come to an end at the conclusion of the day today. The Broncos is playing with a lot of pop in their lineup right now. They're out on top of the score of 6-0. Hastings with 7 base hits in the first 2 innings. Where has this offense been all year? Connor Thomas to the plate next for the Broncos as we start off inning number 3. And there's a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. No balls and one strike here to Connor Thomas. Next pitch is going to be hit on the ground. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit on the right side of the diamond. We got a new pitcher out there now for Concordia. This is going to be Jordan All coming in there now. Jordan All comes out here in inning number 3, replacing the starter in Steven Ivanoff. So he lasts only 2 innings here today. And All gives up the base hit here to lead things off to Connor Thomas. So Ivanoff goes 2 innings today for Concordia. Gives up 6 runs and 7 base hits. Mack Land is your batter up there for Hastings College. No strikeouts for Ivanoff during his 2 innings out there today. There's a pitch that's going to be fouled away. And the count to Mack Land will be at 1-2. 1 walk and 1 hit batter. For your starter and Steven Ivanoff this afternoon. So now Jordan All is out there. He works from the stretch, and here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low and in the dirt. The count goes to 2-2 now to Mack Land. He flew out to right field his first time up there. Batting average of .212 in the season. So Jordan All is out there right now for the Concordia Bulldogs. His ERA is sitting at 3.07. He's 1 win, no losses on the season. He's thrown 13 in the third innings, giving up 14 base hits, 7 runs, 6 of those earned, 6 base on balls, 15 strikeouts. Team's batting .264 against him. A junior from Fairbury, Nebraska. Taking his lead down there at first base is Connor Thomas. There's a swing and a miss. Land goes after a bad pitch outside and strikes out. So the first strikeout of the ball game for Jordan Owl. Decker Brown comes up there next. He had a double in the first inning, trying to stretch it to a triple, and he was thrown out. That's at third base after playing a couple of runs. So Decker Brown comes on the plate next. No balls and one strike to Brown. Brent Hermanison would be up next here for Hastings College in inning number three. Here's the next pitch that's going to be popped up. Shallow right field going back to second baseman, and making the catch there is going to be Anthony Flores. Out on shallow right field, so Decker Brown will fly out to the second baseman for the second out of the inning. So after Connor Thomas gets aboard here with a leadoff single in the third, Land is struck out. Decker Brown is flown out to second base, and now Brent Hermanison, the catcher, comes up there next. He was hit by a pitch his last time up there. Came around the score, the only run of the second inning for the Broncos. Hastings out on top by a score of 6-0. Now there's two men out here in the third. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a check swing that they say he did not go around. So it's one ball and no strikes to Hermanison. Hermanison started the day with a batting average of .237 on the season. He's got one home run, 11 RBIs so far this year. There's the ball hit towards short. He flips it to second. They get the force out there on Connor Thomas, and the inning is over for Hastings. So for the first time this afternoon, Hastings going without a run in the inning. They scored no runs, one base hit, no errors, and one man left on the base pads. We head to the top of the fourth inning with a score, Hastings College 6, Concordia nothing.
A checklist of things done right continues to make Hastings First Choice Real Estate your first choice to list your home for sale. Assertive, innovative marketing includes internet domain names for all listed properties, plus a mobile phone compatible website so you can check listings immediately from your car. Right now, there are people looking to buy.
Check.
Right now, there is affordable financing and low interest rates.
Check.
Bright red, white, and blue signs lead the way. A mobile website gives you instant access to any listing, even as you house hunt.
Check.
List with Hastings First Choice, the best choice. Hastings First Choice.com. Qualified buyers are waiting.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Online at www.hastingslink.com. Our internet service here at the ballpark, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving Central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, you can email info@shopglenwood.net. Or you can call 866-756-4746. That's Glenwood Wireless. We head to inning number four here this afternoon. Hastings out on top by a score of 6-0. The Broncos is kind of cruising along here, scoring five runs in the first inning and one in inning number two. Kirby Wells throwing well for Hastings here in the first half of the doubleheader. Wells has given up only one base hit. That was Flug back there in the second inning. There's the ball hit toward the right field. It's going to curve over into foul territory, giving chase to first baseman Rivera, but he can't get there. And it falls in foul territory. And the count of one ball and one strike here. This is Zach Goodrich, leadoff hitter for Concordia. Went off the ball game by flying out to right field on one pitch. Goodrich now has a count on him, but one ball and one strike as he digs in here from the right-hand side. The pitch to him by Kirby Wells is going to be in there for a strike. One and two the count. Goodrich yesterday in the ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan in the doubleheader, he had seven base hits. He was 7 of 9 from the plate yesterday. There's a slow tapper. Wells handles it on the mound. He goes to first base. That's in time. So Goodrich has been caught off guard here by Kirby Wells and the Broncos. He's now 0 for 2 here in this ball game, as he is thrown out from pitcher to first. Goodrich just gets a little piece of that, baby, and Kirby Wells handles it easily on the mound there for Hastings as he flips it to John Rivera at first base. Andrew Yarrell comes up there next. He is the third baseman. Yarrell struck out his first time up there, lays down a bunt this time on the third base side, charging, getting the ball, and it's going to be thrown in the right field, but Andrew Yarrell is going to get aboard here with a base hit. Jake Steets charges hard from third base and then through kind of an off-balance throw over to first base, but some good wheels there by Andrew Yarrell as he gets aboard here, laying down a bunt on the third base side. That's going to be a base hit. So Andrew Yarrell gets aboard here with an infield single, an infield bunt. Now Kyvan Ivanoff is up there next for Concordia. He struck out his first time up there. Now Concordia, they can steal some base pads. They're 69 out of 92 stealing bases this year. They like to get things cranked up here in inning number four with a man on at first base. They're trailing in the ball game on a score of 6-0. Yarrell stealing bases this year, 7 out of 8. He's got a good size lead over there at first base right now as Kyle Ivanoff is at the plate here with the club in hand as the pitch comes up high. 2 balls and no strikes now to Kyle Ivanoff. He's a shortstop. He starts the day with a batting average of .321. No home runs and 22 RBIs so far for Ivanoff. As he waits on the pitch here from Kirby Wells, that ball's going to be fouled back to the screen. 2 balls and 1 strike. Kyle Ivanoff, a junior from Tucson, Arizona, 5'11". His brother Steven Ivanoff was the starting pitcher today for Concordia and lasted 2 innings. Here comes the next pitch by Wells, a fastball that misses down low. And the count now at 3 balls and 1 strike to Kyle Ivanoff. Ivanoff has walked a team high 23 times so far this season and struck out 22 times. Wells has not walked a man so far in the ball game today. He's got 3 strikeouts. He's given up 2 base hits. There's a fly ball toward right. Wan coming out. He makes the catch. So now there's 2 men out here in the inning. As Kyle Ivanoff will fly out on a 3-1 pitch to the right fielder in Mac Wan. Anthony Flores coming up to the plate next. He's the second baseman. Flores flew out to right field his first time up there. So he is 0-for-1 so far today. Flores, he has got 44 base hits and 150 trips to the plate. No home runs. 16 RBIs so far this year. Z steps in there from the right-hand side. There's a curveball that misses outside. Nice grab there by the catcher, Brent Hermanison. Only 2 base hits for Concordia so far in the ball game. Neither has been a very hard hit. We've got 1 here in the 4th inning of play on a bunt that was laid down perfectly on the third base line by the man over there at first base and Andrew Yarrell. 1 ball and 2 strikes here to Anthony Flores. He's the number 4 hitter in the batting order here for the Dogs. As the next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brandon Flug would be next. He's the only other guy to get a base hit in the ball game thus far for the Bulldogs. Yarrell taking his lead down there at first base. John Rivera will hold him on defensively. Pitch to the plate is going to be popped up again. It's going to head out to our right field. Land settles under it and makes the catch. The inning is over. Anthony Flores flies out to Mac Land, who makes the last 2 outs here in the inning. A fly out from Kyle Ivanoff and a fly out by Anthony Flores. And the inning is over. No runs, a base hit, no errors, 1 left. We'll go to the bottom of the 4th with a score. Hastings 6, Concordia nothing.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 6-0 is the score. The Broncos out on top of the Bulldogs here this afternoon. And Jordan All comes back out and throws here for the Concordia Bulldogs here in this fourth inning of play. Steven Ivanoff was a starter today for Concordia. Goes two innings, gives up 6 runs, 7 hits, no strikeouts, a walk, and 1-hit batter. Kirby Wells has went all the way here for Hastings in the ballgame. To the plate, Daniel Nealon to lead things off for Hastings here in the bottom of the fourth. He takes a couple of strikes here, and he falls behind on a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nealon is 2-for-2 so far today. Had a single in the first, and he had a double in the second inning of play. So Nealon up there for the third time already here in the fourth inning of play. As the pitch comes in there, and it jams him inside, he lifts that baby up in the right field side. It's going to be in foul territory. Giving chase was the first baseman, Brandon Flug, over near the fence, but he can't make the play there. It's a strike on Daniel Nealon. No balls and 2 strikes to Nealon. Gabe Salas will follow him, then Mike Tomlin. Hastings has won just 5 games in the conference this season. They are 5-13 at winning the conference a season ago. There's a slow tapper toward third, fielded there by Yarrell, and the throw over to first base. That's going to be in time. Nice play there by Andrew Yarrell at third base. Throws on Daniel Nealon for the first out of the fourth inning, and now Gabe Salas comes up there next. Salas had a single in the first inning of play, and he had a base on balls in the second, so he's 1-for-1. In fact, the first 5 guys in the first inning of play all hit base safely for Hastings as the Broncos scored 5 runs in the inning. And Hastings has got her on cruise control now, it looks like, in the fourth inning of play. With a 6-0 lead, here comes the pitch to the play. It's going to be outside the strike zone on Gabe Salas, and the count at 1 ball and no strikes to Salas. He started the day with a batting average of 181. Salas got no home runs and 8 RBIs so far this year. So he digs in from the right side, and the righty Jordan Rowell throws one to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1 ball and 1 strike. Jordan now with a full windup for Concordia, and he throws up another one to the plate. That ball is going to be drilled to left field, and that's going to be caught out there by Martin Rodriguez, the left fielder. So Gabe Salas will fly out to the left fielder in Martin Rodriguez. 2 up, 2 down here for Hastings in the fourth. Mike Tomlin is up there next. Tomlin had a 2-run triple in the first inning of play. Reached on a fielder's choice in the second. That's from the left-hand side now. Tomlin looks to improve on his batting average of 271 as he started the day with that average. And the pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. 0-1 to Mike Tomlin. Tomlin, one of the 7 seniors on the team, playing his final game here this afternoon. He's a senior out of Grand Island. Next pitch is outside, 1 ball and 1 strike. So 7 seniors make up the 2012 Broncos playing their final games here this afternoon as a collegiate player. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. A little check swing there by Tomlin. He did not go around with it. So the count is at 2 balls and 1 strike. So the Grand Island native Mike Tomlin went to the plate now for Hastings. 35 base hits and 129 trips to the plate. Here comes the 2-1 pitch now. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 3-1. Tomlin so far this year has walked 7 times. He has struck out 21 times. He digs in there from the left-hand side. Here comes the windup and the pitch. The 3-1 is on the way. That's going to be found the way back up over the screen out of play. The count is now 4-3 balls and 2 strikes. John Rivera would be next, and then Jake Steets. John LeMaster expected to get the start for Hastings in game number 2 here this afternoon. We'll have that one for you as well here on 1230 KHIS. Here comes the 3-2 pitch now from Jordan Owl. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So Hastings with another base runner here in the fourth inning of play. That's the first walk given up by Jordan Owl since coming on in relief there in the third inning. So Hastings with a base runner down there at first. That's Mike Tomlin. And now John Rivera comes to the plate next. Rivera had a 1-run single back there in the first inning of play. Reached on a fielder's choice in the second. So So John Rivera digs in from the right-hand side now as he fouls away the first pitch. Back over the screen, out of play on the first base side. No balls and one strike to Rivera. His batting average at 305, that leads the team in that category. Also leads the team in RBIs and in base hits and in official at-bats so far this season. Been to the plate 131 times for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. No balls and two strikes now to John Rivera. Rivera has struck out 19 times so far this year. He has walked 15 times. Hastings batting in the fourth inning of game number one here this afternoon. They've got a 6-0 lead over Concordia. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. And the count now at 1-2. That curveball nearly got in there from Jason Owl. John Rivera has a count now at the plate of 1-2. Base runner is Tomlin down there at first. Flug will hold on defensively for the Bulldogs. Next pitch is going to be outside. Down in the dirt. Picked up there by Finley, the catcher. Rivera nearly went after that one, but keeps the bat on the shoulder. And the count now is even up at 2-2. 2-2 the count here to John Rivera, who's playing at first base for the Broncos here in game number one today. Owl looking in for the sign from his catcher, Ray Finley. He's got it. There goes the runner as the ball is going to be popped up. It's a mile high here, and grabbing the ball, waiting for it is the shortstop. He finally makes the catch there. It's Kyle Ivanoff. And John Rivera flies out to Ivanoff at shortstop to end the inning. So no runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. We played four with a score of Hastings 6, Concordia nothing.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
Major League Baseball going on this afternoon. Bottom of the third inning. The Minnesota Twins leading the Kansas City Royals by the score of 4-1. Bruce Chen throwing for the Royals this afternoon. Minnesota with a 4-1 lead over Kansas City. Bottom of the third inning. The action today is on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And the rest of the scores in Major League Baseball here in just a second. Concordia up to the plate here in inning number five. Brandon Flug comes to the plate. Flug is the first baseman. We have 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order here for Concordia to face Kirby Wells and gang here for the Broncos. Hastings out on top by a score of 6-0 over the Bulldogs. There's the ball hit to center field. Mike Tomlin. Tomlin comes on and he makes the catch. Brandon Flug will fly out to Mike Tomlin in center for the first out of the fifth inning. Ray Finley comes to the plate next. Finley with a batting average of 306 to start the day. And it was a double play his first time up there. The New York Yankees leading the Detroit Tigers 3-1. They're in the top half of the sixth inning. Cleveland out on top of the Angels by a score of 2-0. They're in the top of the eighth inning. As the first pitch from Kirby Wells on Ray Finley is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0. The Toronto Blue Jays leading the Seattle Mariners 2-1. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. There's the next pitch going to be fouled on the first base side. We're even up at 1-1. Oakland has got a 2-0 lead over Baltimore. They're in the top of the seventh inning of play. The White Sox leading the Red Sox today in Chicago by a score of 3-0. Twins now leading the Kansas City Royals 5-1. There's a ball hit right by the third baseman, Steets, into left field. Steets unable to handle that one at third. It's into left field. Decker Brown picks it up, and Ray Finley gets aboard here for the Concordia Bulldogs. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the third baseman, Jake Steets. Now coming out and running for Finley, the catcher, will be Miles Barrow. Miles Barrow, a junior from Yamhill, Oregon, comes out there to run now for Ray Finley at first base. Nolan Schaefer comes to the plate. He's the designated hitter. He is 0 for 1 today as he grounded out his first time up there as he fouls away the first pitch on the first base side. Nothing and one to Nolan Schaefer. Martin Rodriguez would be next. The Twins have plated another run over Kansas City. 6-1 is the score now. Minnesota out on top of the Royals. They're still in the bottom of the third. Here's the next pitch that's going to come inside, right around the eyeballs on Schaefer. One ball and one strike. Tonight in the American League, it'll be the Rays playing at the Rangers. One ball and one strike here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit to a right center field, going over his land. Land makes the catch out there. Mac Land makes the catch out in the right field for the second out of the inning. Martin Rodriguez comes up there next. Rodriguez, he struck out his first time up there in inning number three. So there's two men out now here in the fifth inning of play. Hastings out to a 6-0 lead. It's the National League scores in Major League Baseball in just a second. As Kirby Wells throws one to the plate, there's another bunt laid down. Steets charges, grabs the ball, he throws it to first base. That's going to be in time. Nice play there. Jake Steets at third base came charging hard, grabs the ball, and kind of an off-balance throw over the first baseman. John Rivera catches Martin Rodriguez by a step down there, and the inning is over on a great play by the third baseman, Jake Steets. So Concordia gets a man on in the error by Steets at third base, but Steets comes back and gets redemption there as he throws it to the first baseman, John Rivera, to end the inning. So no runs again by Concordia here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, one error on Hastings, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning with the score, Hastings College 6, Concordia nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Got another new pitcher out there for Concordia. It's going to be Paul Rolette. He's from Lodgepole. 6'3" and a senior. So the third pitcher used by the Bulldogs here in this one. Paul Rolette is out there now for Concordia. They trying to shut the door here on Hastings. Rolette is 5.78 on his earned run average, 1-3 on the season. He's thrown 13 in the third innings, giving up 17 hits, 12 runs. 11 of those earned, 5 base on balls, and 9 strikeouts. Team's batting .298 against him. Becomes the third pitcher used by the Bulldogs here in this one. So Paul Rolette is out there now. First man to face him will be Jake Steets. And he hammers that one right to the right fielder. Going over is Wilkerson, and he makes the catch out there. So one pitch, Jake Steets flies out to right field. Jordan All, he goes two innings, gives up no runs during his time out there. Gives up just one base hit. Had one strikeout as well. One base on ball, so not too shabby of a performance there. And two innings of relief for the Concordia Bulldogs. Now Paul Rolette is out there. He's another right-handed thrower for the Concordia Bulldogs. Connor Thomas is up to the plate next for Hastings. He's 1-for-2 so far today. Takes a strike there, nothing in two. He has struck out once, and he's got a single. Started the day with a batting average of .232. Paul Rolett, 6-foot-3, a senior from Lodgepole, Nebraska, on the hill now for the Concordia Bulldogs. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away, first base side. Nothing in two. The count remains to Connor Thomas. Mackland would be next, and then Decker Brown. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. If you're just joining us, the first five guys came to the plate today and hammered base hits for Hastings. Broncos got out to a 5-0 lead after the first inning. They've plated one since. That was in the second. They have not scored in the third or the fourth, and now we got one man out here in the fifth. 6-0, the Broncos have the lead. Game one of two here this afternoon at Duncan Field. The count to Connor Thomas is sitting at 1-2. Start of the day with a batting average of .232. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Kind of a submarine approach there by the righty on the hill here for Concordia. Paul Rolett. It's his first strikeout there from Connor Thomas. Mack Land comes up there next. Land is 0-for-2 so far today. Start of the day with a batting average of .212. Going to be a little lower than that right now. Flew out to right field, and he struck out his two plate appearances. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball as it gets away from the catcher, Ray Finley, back to the screen. This guy's got a real submarine type of motion there. Have an awkward approach. Throwing the ball to the plate there by Paul Rolett. Decker Brown will be next here for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes now to Mack Land. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning here this afternoon. Looking for just their 13th win of the season here. Finishing off the year with a couple of games against Concordia. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count of 2-1. So the baseball season will be over after today for Hastings there. Not in the GPAC postseason tournament that gets underway next week. So 7 seniors playing their final games of their college careers here this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit towards center. Goodrich comes on, and he makes the catch, and Hastings goes down in order here in the fifth inning of play. So Rolett comes on and gets the Broncos to go down in order in the fifth inning. They score no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the sixth with a score. Hastings College 6, Concordia nothing.
It's time for CPI Mr. Tire's Tire Sale. The Mastercraft Strategy is long wearing, quiet riding, and on sale starting at $85 each. The Cooper CS4 Touring has all-weather dependability and starting at only $90 each. The Cooper Discoverer AT3 gives you stability for your light truck starting at $125 each. CPI Mr. Tire includes free mounting, balancing, rotation, and road hazard warranty, and they're close to you all across central Nebraska. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Into the sixth inning of play here this afternoon with Hastings out on top by a score of 6-0 over Concordia. The other scores in Major League Baseball today, we gave you the American League scores. This is going on in the National League and a busy day today for the majors. Houston out on top of Cincinnati 5-3. They're in the top of the seventh inning. Bottom of the sixth, it's Arizona leading the Marlins by a score of 8-0. Top of the fifth inning, the Pirates and the Braves tied up at 2 runs apiece. Top of the seventh inning, the Cubbies leading the Philadelphia Phillies 3-0. In the middle of the fourth, it's the Cardinals out on top of the Brewers by the score of 1-0. Just getting started, the Mets playing in Colorado against the Rockies. Later on tonight, the Padres at the Giants, and the Nationals will be playing in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. There's Daniel Wilkerson. He flies out to deep left center field and out there to make the catch for Hastings College was Tomlin. Wilkerson gave that baby a ride there. Gave that baby a ride, but making the catch out there in deep left center field was Mike Tomlin. So Wilkerson flies out for the second time this afternoon. Now Zach Goodrich, the top of the order, is up there for the Bulldogs. Kirby Wells stays out there for Hastings College. Goodrich is 0 for 2 so far today. Tries to bunt his way on, lays it down the third base side. Steets grabs it, he throws it to first base. That's not going to be in time. The ball gets away from John Rivera. On his way towards second base is going to be a Goodrich. And Goodrich is in there safely at second base. So for the first time this afternoon, Zach Goodrich is on the base pads now for the Concordia Bulldogs. And Andrew Yarrell comes up there next. So that's going to be officially a base hit and an error for Zach Goodrich. He gets aboard here. Now Andrew Yarrell comes up there next. Goodrich ends up at second base. Hastings has got a 6-0 lead over Concordia. They played 5 runs in the first inning, 1 in the second. They've been on cruise control since then. Have not scored, but pretty good defense with the exception of an error right there chalked up to the Broncos. Goodrich is on at second base now. Here comes the pitch by Kirby Wells. Going to be hit to the right side, right to the first baseman Rivera. Goes over, touches the bag at first base, but moving over to third on the play is going to be Goodrich. So Andrew Yarrell grounds out to the first baseman John Rivera. Moving over to third on the play was Zach Goodrich. Now there's one man out here in the sixth inning of play. Kyle Ivanoff will come to the plate next. He is a shortstop. He is 0 for 2 so far today. Struck out in the first, and he flew out in inning number 4. So Concordia threatening for the first time here this afternoon. There's a strike delivered up there to Kyle Ivanoff. Yesterday in the doubleheader against Nebraska Wesleyan, Ivanoff was 1 for 6. Had a couple of RBIs as he hammers this one foul on the first base side out of play. And the count is at no balls and 2 strikes. Concordia beating Nebraska Wesleyan 6-5 yesterday in 8 innings. Before the Prairie Wolves came back to beat the Bulldogs in the nightcap on a score of 5-2. Here comes the next pitch by Wells. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Concordia coming in here 24-25 in the season. They are 9-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That's good enough to secure one of the 8 spots in the postseason tournament. There's a bouncing ball towards second. Nealon grabs it, goes over to first base. That's in time. And the inning is over as Kyle Ivanoff hits that one to the second baseman, Daniel Nealon, and an easy play on the ball over at first base. John Rivera records the out, and the inning is over. So Concordia gets a man around to third base for the first time here this afternoon, but they can't plate the run. And Concordia is out of the sixth inning. They score no runs on one base hit, one error on Hastings, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth now with a score. Hastings College 6, Concordia nothing.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So we're back here at Duncan Field, and Concordia's going to throw out their fourth pitcher we'll see here today. Joe Brandenburg is going to come out here now. Brandenburg is 5'11", a sophomore from Waconia, Minnesota. So the Bulldogs trailing in the ballgame 6-0. Just getting some guys some work here this afternoon. Brandenburg, no record so far this season. His ERA is sitting at 10.50. He's thrown just 2 innings for the Bulldogs this year, giving up 2 hits, 3 runs, all 3 earned, 2 base on balls, 1 strikeout. Team's batting 250 against him. So Brandenburg comes out here now for the Concordia Bulldogs. Four pitchers used here this afternoon against Hastings College. Kirby Wells has went all the way for the Broncos. Decker Brown is at the plate here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Brandon Berg will come to the plate here and misfires on his first two pitches. So Rolette, through one inning this afternoon, gives up no runs, no hits. Recorded one strikeout and no walks in his one inning of work. In fact, set the Broncos down in order there in the fifth. So now Joe Brandenburg out here in the sixth inning of play. And he will throw a strike here, three balls and one strike to Decker Brown, who is taking all the way on that pitch. Brown so far today, he had a two-run double in the first inning. He was caught going to third base as he tried to stretch that one to a triple. Then he flew out to the second baseman his second time up there. He takes a strike here, three balls and two strikes. 3-2 the count. Hastings batting in the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for seven this afternoon. First game of two. Here's the ball lifted to a right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Grabbing the ball out there is going to be Wilkerson, the right fielder. And Decker Brown gets aboard here for Hastings College in the sixth. Last inning was the first inning that Hastings did not get a base runner on the base pads as they were retired in order. Brent Hermanison comes to the plate next. Hermanison hit by a pitch in the second inning, and he grounded out in the third. Brent Hermanison up there for Hastings. Hermanison started the day with a batting average of .237. And the big kid takes a strike right on the inside corner. Nothing and one to Brent Hermanison here for Hastings College. The freshman out of Golden, Colorado, 6'4", 215-pounder. With a club in hand, man at first base, that's Decker Brown as the pitch is in there for a strike on the outside corner. And Hermanison falls behind and nothing and two. Hermanison, number nine hitter in the batting order. Daniel Nealon in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. Hoping to get a chance in inning number six. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low, a little bit outside. One ball and two strikes now to Brent Hermanison. Hermanison with some big shoes to fill here this season. He's done that quite well. Of course, Jeff Hobbs, a catcher for the Broncos the past couple of years, graduated last year. Hermanison steps in, the freshman. Does a great job behind the plate, doing the catching chores for most of the season for the Broncos. He's behind the dish this afternoon. There's the ball hit toward left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Just a couple of feet fair down there. Rounding the bag at second on his way to third is Brown. Stop sign is going to come up there by head coach Jim Bovee. And there's a stand-up double by Brent Hermanison. That one falls just in fair territory down the line there. Decker Brown is being held up at third base. Hermanison is on with a double at second. Now he's going to be run for again. It's going to be Christian Steiner coming out to run for him. So Hermanison gets a double down the left field line there for Hastings. That's the fifth double of the season for Hermanison. Now Hastings threatening again here in the sixth inning against the fourth pitcher used by the Concordia Bulldogs this afternoon, and Joe Brandenburg. Daniel Nealon comes up there next for Hastings. Nealon has got a couple of base hits and three trips to the plate. He takes a strike here. So Hastings has hammered out 10 base hits in the first six innings of this ball game against Concordia. Next ball is hit right to a shortstop. Ivan Ivanov grabs it. He goes to first base in time. It keeps the runners at second and third. Concordia playing with the infield in. Daniel Nealon just taps that one right to the shortstop, Kyle Ivanov, and he is retired in the play over there at first. Gabe Salas comes to the plate next. Bronco baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Broncos got up to a great start this afternoon, scored five runs in the first inning. They've got a 6-0 lead now as we play in the sixth. As Gabe Salas will take a strike in the outside corner, nothing and one. Here comes the next pitch by Brandenburg. That's going to be down low for a ball. That's now one ball and one strike. So Joe Brandenburg is out there now for the Concordia Bulldogs. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be tapped toward the right side of the diamond this time. Flores grabs it. He goes to first base. That's in time. The runners stay put. So Hastings got a single from Decker Brown and a double by Brent Hermanison. Runners at second and third. Last two guys have grounded out. Once to the shortstop, once to the second baseman. Now there's two men out here in the sixth with the runners still on the base paths. And now Mike Tomlin comes to the plate next. Tomlin walked his last time up there. He had a two-run triple with a big hit in the first inning for Hastings. Reached on a fielder's choice in between. He takes a pitch here on the outside corner. That misses. One ball and no strikes to Mike Tomlin. Started the day with a batting average of .271. Parked out of Grand Island playing in center field here this afternoon. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike down to Tomlin. John Rivera would be next. Hastings looking to cash in on some insurance runs here in the sixth inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside. That's grabbed there by Ray Finley behind the plate for Concordia. So two balls and one strike down to Mike Tomlin for Hastings College. Tomlin so far this year has struck out 21 times. He has walked 18 times. He will take a pitch down low for a ball here. Three balls and one strike. First base is open right now. We've got Christian Schneider running for the catcher, Hermanison, down there at second base. Decker Brown is on at third base. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So three balls and two strikes now to Mike Tomlin. Brandenburg working from the stretch. And here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low. That's a ball. Tomlin throws the bat away and heads down to first base. Now the bases are loaded for John Rivera for Hastings. Rivera knocked one home in the first inning of play with a single. Reached on a fielder's choice in the second. Grounded out or flew out to the shortstop in the fourth inning of play. He's 1-for-3 officially today. Started the day with a batting average of .305. He will take a strike here on the outside corner. No balls and one strike to John Rivera. Rivera leads the team in hits and RBIs and batting average. Also leads the team in doubles. He takes a whack at that one, just gets a piece of it, and fouls it back to the screen. No balls and two strikes now to John Rivera. He has struck out 19 times so far this year. He has walked 15 times. Bases are loaded. Two men out here in the sixth inning of play. There's a ball hit to the left side. That's going to be knocked down by the third baseman. He gets back on his feet. He throws over the first base. That's going to be in time. That's a great play there by Andrew Yarrell. Andrew Yarrell at third base knocks the ball down. Had to knock it down and get back on his feet. And he throws it across the diamond to Brandon Flug at first base to retire John Rivera. So a disappointment there. He seems to have base runners on at second and third and nobody out, and they can't score. As John Rivera is thrown out from third to first here in the sixth inning of play. Hastings scores no runs on three base hits. No errors on Concordia. And three men left on the base pads. We head to the seventh inning with a score. Hastings College 6, Concordia nothing.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the seventh inning of play. Hastings out on top 6-0. Here's a butt laid down by Flores toward third. Steets grabs it, goes to first base. That's in time. One pitch, one out here in the seventh. Anthony Flores trying to bunt his way on there as retired into play by the third baseman for Hastings, Jake Steets. So Flores is thrown out at first. Brandon Flug coming up there next. Concordia batting here in the seventh inning. This is their final at-bat unless they can somehow engineer up a six-run inning. There's a fly ball towards center. Tomlin grabs it for the second out. Two pitches, two outs. Brandon Flug flies out to center field. And Ray Finley is scheduled up there next. Now Jim Bovey comes out of the dugout. Jim Bovey out of the dugout. Have a conversation with Kirby Wells on the mound. So two pitches, two outs. Bovey back to the dugout. Ray Finley is your batter here for Concordia. Pitches in there for a strike on Ray Finley. He's hit into a double play and has reached on an error. Next pitch is also in there for a strike. Nothing in two to Ray Finley. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward left field. Coming on the left fielder, he can't make the catch. That's a Decker Brown. And there's a base hit given up there to a Ray Finley for Concordia. That is only the, fourth base hit of the ball game that Concordia has been able to hammer out here this afternoon. So they're not over yet. They're not dead yet in this one as Nolan Schaefer comes to the plate next. He is a designated hitter. So Kirby Wells trying to finish things off here this afternoon. This would be his fourth victory of the season. Kirby looking for a complete game here this afternoon. He's thrown four other complete games. There's a stolen base there. Down at second base right now. They're not concerned about that base runner right now. There's no work on Nolan Schaefer. One ball and no strikes here to Schaefer, the designated hitter with the man on at second base. There's a tapper toward the short. Salas grabs the ball. There he goes to first base. The ball game is over. Nolan Schaefer is thrown out on the play from a short to first. And Kirby Wells picks up the win for Hastings this afternoon. Wells goes to 4-5 on the season and wraps up his career with his fifth complete game of the year. Hastings College wins it this afternoon over the Concordia Bulldogs in game number one. Winning by the score of 6-0, we'll come back to recap this game number one right after this.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins the first half of the doubleheader this afternoon, 6-0 over the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings got off to a great start here this afternoon. The first five guys reach a base safely for Hastings in the first inning. Hastings plays five runs in the first, and they play one in the sixth inning play, did not score the rest of the way, but When you got a six-run lead with Kirby Wells on the mound, you don't need much. And Kirby shuts down the Concordia attack this afternoon, gives up just four base hits, three strikeouts, no walks. Kirby Wells picks up the win. He ends the season with a mark of four wins and five losses as Wells throws a complete game this afternoon for Hastings College. His fifth complete game of the season, and he wraps up a great career here at Hastings College by winning the ball game here this afternoon, 6-0 over Concordia. This is Seniors Day today at Duncan Field. So these seven seniors being introduced and honored here in between games as we get ready for the second half of the doubleheader here this afternoon. The Hastings plating five runs in the first inning, one in the second to go on to beat Concordia here in this one by the score of 6-0. The losing pitcher for Concordia will be Steven Ivanoff, the starter for the Dogs in the game this afternoon. That's his fourth loss of the season. He's now 7-4 on the season. Three other guys, Jordan All, Paul Rolatz, and also Joe Brandenburg came on in relief the rest of the way for the Bulldogs, but got absolutely nothing going offensively in this ball game against Hastings College here this afternoon. Hastings scoring six runs on 11 base hits. They commit two errors. They leave seven men on the base paths. Concordia with no runs, four base hits, one error. They leave four. Hastings now 13-34 on the season. They go to 6-13 in the conference. Concordia drops to 24-26. They're now 9-10 in conference play. So tell you what, we're going to have about 20, 25 minutes in between games here this afternoon as they continue to honor the seven seniors on the Hastings College baseball team here this afternoon. We've got the second half of the doubleheader coming up, so stay with us. In the final in game number one, it was Concordia losing to Hastings by a score of 6-0. 1230 KHIS Sports, I'm Mike Will.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. The second half of the doubleheader is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.